Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, for a change, I'm going on a road trip to an Albion match today. I'm sitting in the passenger seat with Wedge in the Wedgemobile. Hello, Wedge. Thank you for driving.
No problem, Russ. Good to have you on board.
Yeah, well, this is spontaneous. I wasn't going to come to the game, and halfway through the week, the ticket came up. I happened to be available and decided to come along. Not least because we've got a special passenger on board as well, haven't we? A certain person who, for 2.5 years, hasn't been over in the UK. He's recently become an Australian citizen, but having done so, has promptly come back to the UK for several months on a visit. It's your son, your middle son, George. George, welcome to the podcast.
Cheers, Russ. Good to be back.
It's fantastic
Fresh
to see you.
Fresh off the plane at Heathrow, straight up the M1, M6.
And that is literally the case. So talk us through your journey, when it started. Yeah. I don't know, in Australian or English
yesterday
time.
Friday morning, 8:30, I left the house, straight to Perth Airport. I've been to Singapore, to Helsinki, and on to London this morning. Probably about 32 hours door to door, and
just a short little trip
home to the family. Quick shower out the door. Let's get to the game.
This is turning into a little bit of a family tradition. After your brother came to, what was it, Newcastle away, directly from a surprise visit to Australia, and he came back, landed, got to Victoria, and went on a coach journey for some about 13 hours or something to get to Newcastle. I'm just wondering what Charlie's going to do when he complete the set for the brothers. What an amazing story, though, and to come straight out to a game. I mean, you want to catch as many games as you can. Yeah. I mean, you were literally utilising that to the full, aren't you? Yeah. First day back, and surprisingly not tired.
I'm pretty good, actually. Yeah, lucked out on the last two flights with front row. I got quite a bit of leg room on the flights overnight. So,
excellent.
Well rested and ready to lubricate the liver.
Get some proper beers in.
Yeah. English beers, flat beer.
Besides watching the Mighty Albion again, to be able to go to a good English pub, English beer.
We're going to a pub called Twiggy's Chest because the beer is warm and flat.
Twigs and leaves in it.
Don't bother googling that, anyone. That isn't a pub. Or is it? Maybe I might check that later. Anyway, that's a superb day. Brilliant. You've got over and managed to get to the game. No delays. There was a little bit of a worry for a while, wasn't there, I think?
I think that was all bravado from the old man. But I never had any worry at all. Just sit back and relax.
All right. Usual wind-up on WhatsApp then. Yeah. Fair enough. And, you've obviously been following the games. Did you get to catch all the matches?
Yeah, so obviously the games are on at night. If you get the early kickoffs or the 3 o'clock kickoffs in Perth, those are more favourable because they're only 7 hours ahead. So your 3 o'clock game would be 10 in the evening. It's perfect for evening entertainment. Yeah. But there's the nighttime games midweek, which are terrible. Like Champions League this week with 3 o'clock kickoffs. So that's a tough.
Well, at least it was worth it, I suppose.
The city.
Yeah, that was definitely worth it.
I get up for every game. I don't miss a single Albion game.
Brilliant. Superb. And speaking of the Albion itself, tell us about your Albion backstory, as we like to ask. Sure. Any newcomers to the show?
Beaten into it eventually by the old man, along with Charlie. Our first game that I still remember was a cold, wet January day at Wivedean.
Hartlepool
2-0.
Get in!
My third ever game was the playoff final at Cardiff. I left to go to Australia in 2015. That was incidentally the infamous Sammy Hippier season. At the time, felt like there was nothing keeping me in this country. I didn't really fancy watching the Albion anymore.
Wow, you changed countries to avoid the Albion. Huh? Fair play, that's dedication.
That's without doubt the one true thing that I miss about the UK is not being able to see the Albion live.
So you're now having a little bit of an indulgence for a few months. You're here for about 7 months, we think.
Yeah, so probably, yeah. I mean, the older brother's getting married in November, so yep. I'll be here until at least then. Yep. I'll catch the last four games of this season and hopefully a good chunk of yep. the first half of next season as well. So, yeah, very excited yeah. to be
got
back.
All your tickets sorted. Thank you to Ian and Robin.
Yes. Thank you very much, guys. Very much appreciated.
And Stag Do is going to be in Newcastle. We're hoping that's going to be the a very conveniently timed fixture. we're hoping. We'll see.
Yeah. Yet to tick that one off the list as well, St James's Park. So I'd love to get out there, and especially if it's on that weekend, that could be. It's going to be busy anyway, but add an extra cherry on top.
Yeah.
Cake with that one.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we just had some cake and sandwiches from the lovely Mrs. Wedge. Any critiques of the sandwiches, just in case she's listening?
Delicious, fresh bread.
Very nice.
Homemade bread. I did tell her get the full fat mayo next time, not the diet version.
Probably do with a bit more seasoning, yeah. and a bit more salt in the bread. Can we also do a critique on Mrs. Wedge as well? She's the most wonderful woman in the world.
Oh, absolutely, isn't she? Yeah, yes.
We've been together for 39 years.
She's tolerated all of your foibles.
She's kept me alive because she's a senior professional nurse. Yeah. And she's brought three beautiful Albion fans into the world. So she's the most wonderful person in the world. But could you please just put a bit more salt in the bread? That's possible. Thank you very much.
And of course, you've done your part. You've picked up by taking the three lads, and the four of you go away for weekends yeah. for football. So she gets some peace and quiet as well, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And my boys are all keeping their list of how many they've done of the 92. And I think Courtney had done something like 70 by the time he was 13 years old.
That's insane,
isn't
it?
That's quite impressive. Yeah. So we get out the way, and she spends the weekend gardening. And I don't know. She probably has been around. I don't know, but. Not to do the garden, but to look after her.
speaking of the 92, well, not in the 92, but grounds in general, counted up, my missus has been to 86 grounds now, wow. which is insane. She is a bit older than the current league, by the way. Just in general, yeah. Okay. Something like 60 of the 92, I think, this year, which is ridiculous for somebody who claims not to be into football. In fact, she's not really into football.
She,
but she's been dragged around. I've got that a bit wrong, haven't I? I'm supposed to have sneaked away. But on final word for now, before we get into a little bit more pre-match later, George, how many grounds have you gone, actually? Do you know?
Probably just shy of 60. I was in the 50s when I left the UK. So, unfortunately, that was cut short in 2015. But I reckon I'd be well in the 70s by now with all the Premier League grounds that I've missed out on. But,
yeah. Have you been to Molyneux, by the way?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Twice, yeah. Yeah. One-all draw in 2004. And a three-all draw in probably about 2012, 2013, maybe. Yeah. Which was a cracker of a game, but we were 3-1 up, which is quite a disappointment, unfortunately.
One of those things.
Hopefully, we can get a win today. I don't think I've seen us win since August 2015.
Well, we've had to wait a long time for a win this season, but that is something else, isn't it?
It's time to have a good away day.
Brilliant, let's hope so. And have you got a prediction for the game?
It's going to be tight, I think.
I think so.
Wolves, again, were fairly solid. They're going to make it difficult to break down.
Yep.
But equally, they could easily be quite threatening in the attack as well. So it's going to be a tricky game. But I think we might pull out lucky and get a 2-1 win.
Yeah, all right. And Wedge, from you as well?
Well, I'm most excited today at the fact that we can make up managers' names with alcohol in them. So we've obviously got Bruno Lager today. So we're going to spend the rest of the day trying to think of managers and players with alcohol in their names. But in time-honoured tradition, I'm going 1-1 draw.
Okay,
thanks very much. Yeah. It's good to have you on board, Russ. Thanks.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here in the luxuriance of your car.
Yeah, the Wedgemobile. Yeah.
The Wedgemobile, going to a pub that isn't called the Hairy Twig or whatever it's called.
What you were going to say.
And I'm going to go for a waddle draw as well, actually. Yeah. Okay, more from us in a while. Okay, we've arrived at destination number one, which is the pub, the Moreton Arms. Quite close to the ground. We're going to just trip a little bit further up the road before we get in. But there's three of us here. I think Dom's coming today. I think Simon's coming. A few other people we know.
Good few noises. Excellent.
Quite a few not here, though. And I mean, some people have travelled from Australia, don't you know? Haven't they, George?
Yeah, I've spilled all the beers.
And well, yeah. I've got to be honest, right, if I could just interject at this point, because in recent weeks, some people have come under fairly harsh criticism.
Yes, they have.
For not being able to attend a game, even with his COVID or something like that. But I'm not joking, young Georgie here has travelled, as the crow flies, it's 8,003 miles from Perth to Wolverhampton. But thanks to fucking Putin, he's had to make a diversion around Ukraine. He's probably done well over 9,000 miles, and he's here 50 minutes before kick-off, got his ticket, ready to go into the ground. But what I want to know is these bloody people who claim to be loyal Noisy Boy Seagulls fans, who live in South bloody London and criticise others for not going. And I'm talking to you, Alison and Ahmed, where are you? We need another man out here, and a woman. Where's Lesby Avenue? 8,003 miles he's travelled, and you couldn't even come from South London. Where are you?
They're probably sitting in the back garden, aren't they?
They're probably sunning in the back garden.
And just as we say this, it's no just occurred to me they might be coming to the game.
Well, that'd be... if you're not coming to the game, I'm really, really sorry. And we'll see you there and maybe buy you a beer afterwards.
Yeah, you weren't at the bloody pub, though, were you? Could have come to the pub. Second time in bloody game that we finally scored a penalty.
Only just. God dear. We went the same way again.
Hello.
Oh my goodness.
McAllister with both hands. First one was dreadful. Second one was just okay. You were not in favour of that penalty taker, were you?
I really wasn't, but very brave and well done.
Yeah.
Very Karen Benzema to stand up and say, I'll take that again.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough.
Fair play to the boys, stuck by his guns, and he put it away.
Absolutely.
Just
1-0 to the Albion just before the 40 minute mark, and a flare's gone off somewhere behind us. So 1-0 at half time, and it is a disgrace that Alison and Ahmed didn't turn up, isn't it, Alison and Ahmed?
We're here.
You seem to be here after all, yeah.
We just chose to drink with a different establishment to you guys today. We've been in the Great Western, which is actually a home fans only pub this season. I had to hide Scarfy up my sleeve, so we got away with it and met up with some Wolves fans.
That's alright. When you said up your eyes, where's that sentence going on? It's all home fan pubs here, isn't it, really? It's a bit annoying.
We did also go in the, I think it's the Blue Brick, which seems to be where the away fans drink, down by the canal there. That seemed to be where the Brighton fans were hanging out in the sunshine.
Not too bad. Good day out so far. Good game. I think we've been on top overall. We've edged it. Should have buried the first penalty. A dreadful miss.
But he had
the balls to take it again. No one was confident or happy that he was doing so. No. But he did bury it just about.
Thank goodness we finally scored the penalties.
It was getting ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know what the exact scores are. Takings versus missings, but it's got to be pretty unpleasant,
really. It's a relief.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
Hopefully, you win today 2-0. We can celebrate later on.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, definitely. And then we got it all again on Saturday with Man United.
An easy game.
Yeah, easy game. Easy win. All right, guys. Great catching up again. See you soon. Ha ha ha!
That's my favourite shot.
They're fucking leaving already.
Just saying that. Madness.
Do they know who they're playing?
Right, goodbye. Oh,
yeah. They've got 20 minutes left. And we're on the attack again. Oh. So George, 2-0. Dolphin Trossard, who was down the right hand side, cut in and then bent it into the corner. From a ball, but who was it that came through? Was it Basuma?
I think it was Welbeck who played the through ball, wasn't it?
It was Welbeck, yeah.
But I thought Trossard, he only going to pull the trigger. He could have pulled it first with his right. He came back on his left. He took another touch with his left. Was like, Hit it! Finally pulled the trigger.
And it was the right moment, I think.
To the Albion, 2-0. 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 To the Albion.
Are we just saying that he's had a pretty average game, Trossard?
Yeah, he has.
He was really not getting into it.
And yet,
when he was getting into it, he was giving it away.
Yeah.
And then the one moment that he really counts, he puts it away.
I was just thinking a few bits have got a bit sloppy, got a bit flat.
Yeah.
And then just out of the blue, we get the ball, it's play forward. As you said, Welbeck, we think it is the breakthrough.
Yeah, that's and fast right there. I think
Trossard timed his run diagonally out just nicely as well. It was seen, it was received, and it was buried nicely. Oh. And we're on the attack again. And this is all just in about 70 minutes. Loads of Wolves fans have left on 70 minutes. Unbelievable.
I can't believe it today. We're all over them now. They have shown nothing in the second half.
We've got a bit between our teeth here now. We look like we want more. We can open up, relax. There's nothing on the game apart from positions.
They're collectively falling apart here, Wolves.
Yeah.
We're first to everything.
And we won the ball back.
He's just giving a sympathy pass there.
So 2-0 and we've now got, what is it, 74 minutes gone. Superb. I reckon there's more goals here, George. Let's see.
I think if they're going to come, they're only going to be in one end, and that's going in their end.
Let's do it. Let's get as many goals as we can. Palace are on our tail. Three behind with a game in hand and a better goal difference by about 9 or something. Might as well see if we could just try and do something about that.
Wow, we could easily score a third and a fourth.
Exactly. But we've got to keep them out as well. If they score out the blue, could change things. And they are on the attack. We'll just stay with this for a second. And it's still in the box. Nerve-wracking. And it's... ooh.
Still alive.
I thought we put too much on that, but it's still on the attack.
18-0.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's the same it's been for them all game.
That is...
scooping balls over the bar.
That's all they can muster.
It's been poor, isn't it?
This ground is going to be empty before the final.
Although more people have decided to leave them. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't blame them. They've been awful.
They have been massive, haven't they? And we deserve the win. Hopefully we will see it out now. Let's see. I'm so regretting it now.
And worth the journey, George.
That 32 hours door to door, I think, is just about worth it.
Only with the third goal.
Just about justified with the third goal. Yeah. Where collectively everyone said, "Don't shoot," and he nailed it right in the bottom corner.
The classic shoot. Cucurella with the interplay on the side, linked back up, got in, crossed it, headed out.
What a marvellous!
Took another touch. Boom.
What a marvellous sight this is. The Molyneux emptying on every side except this beautiful, noisy blue and white corner.
And they're flooding out. 31,500 here before, there's about 10,000 now. Yeah.
Oh, the post.
And the post.
It's not your day. It's not your day.
So it's post-match 3-0 to the Albion. I'm with George, who I was sitting next to, well, standing next to today. What do you make of the game and the performance, George?
Well, I thought, obviously, because being on 41 points, you've got four games left, I wanted us to try and get as many as possible. Yeah. But the fact that the lads have come out today, put on a brilliant performance, got a win, won in style, and the effort, like I said to you just before the end of the game, they were still playing as if they were losing. They were three up. I thought it was absolutely brilliant to get 44 points. It's a brilliant.
Well said. I couldn't agree more. It's been superb. We started off with that penalty miss, and we must have thought, oh no, not again.
Yeah, it was a really bad moment, but I have to say, props to McAllister for stepping up and taking the second one. A lot of confidence there.
Yeah.
And completely proved the doubters.
He was determined to take that. Because there was some debate about who would take it. He was determined, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
George, I'm glad you enjoyed the game. I did as well.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Thank you.
That went quite well, didn't it?
It just almost felt too easy, to be honest.
Yeah,
you know, we really were taking the piss.
As the song goes.
As the song goes, yeah. I never felt anything other than comfortable today, really. We could have scored a fourth.
Yeah, one of the people next to me said, were they terrible or were we brilliant? And I think there's a bit of both. I mean, that was the predominant feature. They were very bad, were they?
Yeah, I think they were very poor. But again, you have to go away to see us score goals.
So, I know, yes. Well, we scored a couple. You missed the game, didn't you? The Saints game.
Yeah.
But we're scoring from open play. It keeps happening. I don't know what's going on here. I'm a little bit alarmed by it. Oh, mate, pretty happy with that?
Very happy with that. I actually predicted that we were going to win today.
Yes.
And... Yeah. 3-0 wasn't on the table, but absolutely take that all day long.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And as Alison said, it could have been even more.
Could have been more, yeah. We should have really won 4-0.
Yeah. The good thing about this is it's taken out one of the teams that could have done the double over us.
Yeah.
So far it's still two in either direction, when doubles done and doubles inflicted. We've only got one more issue in that regard, Man United, next match.
Yeah.
At the Amex. We'll be meeting up pre-match and all the usual stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Quilly?
You know what? I think we can actually win Man U.
Yeah.
I think we're going to win 2-1.
Let's see. Anyway, great catching up with you guys. Safe trip. Andy's here as well. Andy Shaw, how you doing, mate? All right. Great result. Anyway, we're off. We'll see you later on.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yes, it's Sports Report in the car on the way back with the Wedges.
3-0 to the Albion, 3-0 to the Albion, 3-0 to the Albion, 3-0 to the
Albion. Yes, it's quite good, wasn't it?
No, we'll do that at the end.
Everywhere we go. Watching.
We have had worse days, haven't we? Yeah, that was good, wasn't it, George? Thoughts on the game?
That was just about worth it when the third goal went in for 32 hours in transit from the other side of the planet.
You would have asked for your money back if it was only 2-0,
wouldn't it? If it was only 2-0 and Basuma had dragged that one wide for the third, I wouldn't have been very happy. But that was... It couldn't have got much better as days out go. That was... right up there. Wolves were terrible, let's not move away from that, but we were brilliant at the same time as well. Put them to bed when it was necessary. The likes of Trossard didn't necessarily have the best game, but he turned up with a touch of class when it really mattered to put away the second. So little moments like that really were the key and the difference tonight.
He hadn't had a good game until he took that goal, and then he was right up for it, wasn't he? He was really sharp and attentive and looking to really get on the ball. In fact, as a team, particularly after the third goal, we just really looked up for it. We wanted more and more. We were getting really hungry there, weren't we?
When the Olays were coming from the away support with more than 20 minutes to go, you could see the streams of support departing early, and for good reason. They were bloody awful today. And that third goal was definitely the last nail in the coffin. I mean, we could have put a fourth away as well at the end, but we thoroughly deserved it. It was a fantastic result. Great away support, as you can tell by the hoarseness.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's the throat?
It's the result of my first game in almost 3 years live.
And your first time to see a live win for a league game since 2015.
My first league win since Blackburn 1-0 at home in August 2015.
Nearly 7 years. That's amazing.
Baron spell. They call him Baron Karen.
I mean, it was great, isn't it, Wedge? You're the driver today, but driving the thoughts as well post match. Perhaps what was your take on it? Caicedo was apparently glowing with praise from Warren. He was great. He's looking so accomplished so quickly, so early in his time with us, isn't he? And I think Mwepe looked sharp. He had the first meaningful, one of the only meaningful shots on goal in the first half from us. I include the penalty in that, the first penalty anyway. And I mean, the midfield since that Arsenal game, he's gone with that predominantly. He hasn't had the wins when Basuma's been missing from that midfield, but aside from that, he's played him, Mwepu, Caicedo, usually McAllister involved as well. And we've had a solid back line behind him. It's looking good, isn't it? We've been doing well.
It is looking good, and we chatted with some Wolves fans in the micro pub post-match. And, you know, without hesitation, they said it was our midfield that just stifled Wolves' game. And although it might not look obvious to us as Brighton fans, we're now turning teams over regularly, and it's the same thing that's achieving it, which is this really powerful, really dynamic midfield. Good without the ball, good with the ball. Turning play over, keeping really good shape, good defensive shield, because we've not been at full strength in our back line, but teams are struggling to inflict any damage on us. So, It was brilliant, and it was all topped off by a couple of pints in a micro pub and being able to sit next to Mark Cucurella's girlfriend. And Christ, is she fit? Man, seriously. I had to leave my seat on a couple of occasions to go and just go and calm down and have a cup of Bovril out the back.
We're not sure that was her
his girlfriend after all, are we? We're now dubious.
I've definitely seen her face on one of the players' Instagram.
Yeah, she's a player.
Remember which one?
Misses, yeah.
Yeah, it's good with us, definitely. I read players' wives, I know what it is.
Well, whoever's wife it was, or girlfriend, they didn't seem to be that engaged in it, I have to say. But everyone else was. They were loving it. Great atmosphere.
Right.
We were hearing from people who were listening to the commentary or watching streams online. They were saying that the fans came across loud and proud. We did make a hell of a lot of noise. And that's before we scored goals, really, as well. Really good away performance from the team and from the fans. I agree about the midfield. I think it's really stifled teams. It's worked. I mean, Spurs we snuffed out completely. Arsenal we snuffed out apart from the last 20 minutes.
And Wolves only one shot on target again. Yeah.
Although we did let Wolves come through a fair bit, didn't we? Earlier
in the
game.
The front door a couple of times. Yeah, it was a bit worrying, but they never got good shots away. So
yeah,
you know, we survived.
Yeah, but it was all in all, I think by far and away the better side overall. We deserved the win, and it could have been more. It really could have been, especially towards the end when we had the bit between our teeth.
Yeah, and the missed penalty as well. Probably a fair score for that game would have been 2-5.
Yeah,
but we still would have won by three goals. So three goals better. Yeah, keep the clean sheet.
And I think we've now missed 10 out of 31 penalties. Somebody said, which is not great, to be honest. I'm fair play to McAllister for stepping up to take the second one, having missed the first.
Yeah,
it's easy to not want to do that, and there was some resistance from others as well, so he had to fight to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he parried it right in the corner. It looked like he was going to miss it for a minute.
He got a good hand on it, but it was hit so powerfully.
But job done, and we move on to the Man United game. A couple of other points. We've got that record Premier League era points total now.
44.
So we've gone three past the record, which is great.
Yeah.
And what was that, George?
Record number of wins in the Premier League as well. First time we've had 10 wins in the Premier League.
Yeah. Yeah. And what we've also done with the last couple of games is we've made this disparity between the home and away form, in terms of results at least, absolutely ridiculous. That's on an even bigger scale now, because we've drawn with Southampton and we've beaten Wolves. And it's just mad, isn't it? It really is mad.
It is a massive difference. More massive than Mark Cugarella's hair. It's really massive.
Which is effing massive.
Massive.
Yeah. And also, just the other thing is about doubles. I may have mentioned it earlier in the podcast. We've done the double over at Watford and Brentford. We've had the double done over us by a dirty, horrible Villa and by Man City.
Yeah.
But we have prevented Wolves from doing it, and if we can avoid defeat against Man United, that'll be that for the season in such matters, which would be a good balance, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Quite nice.
Good.
It would also mean we'd be on to 45 points at least, which would be even better. The only annoying downside is Palace won again today, so they've still got the chance to overtake us on goal difference.
We need to go into some serious training this week, because the Man United game is a 5:30 kick-off.
Yeah.
And we're in the pub at 12:30.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a long session. So George and I are going to spend several hours in the pub this week just building up our resilience.
We've got to get it right. If we can't get it right, we can't expect the players
absolutely
to get it right.
We have to train as hard as they do. Absolutely. Yeah.
And on such matters, are you going to start that training tonight when you get back to Bedfordshire, home area?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be in our village boozer at 7:58.
And George will be asleep on the table at 8:05.
Yeah.
After his journey.
George is looking forward to seeing all his friends from the cricket team and from the village and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be a big night.
And then, of course, on Saturday, all the Noisy Boys, all the Brighton Rock friends and family will be there together for the match. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Down in town at Brett's Pub. Should be a good one. Yeah. And until next time, that'll probably be that. So I'm going to round off by saying stand or fall. And, I was going to say stand or fall.
Up the Albion.
And up the Albion. And we need a song to go out to.
Everywhere we go, watching Brighton of Albion, pride of the South Coast. Everywhere we go,
3-0,
watching Brighton of Albion, pride of the South Coast.
Earworms, it's going to be stuck. It's going to be stuck in your heads now, everybody. Bye, everyone. Till next time. Is there a fire drill? And so endeth the latest Matchday special from Wolves What a great day out with Wedge, his son, his middle son George, that is, and also, as it turned out, another George that I happened to be standing next to in the stadium. Who would have known that was going to happen, surrounded by Georges. Couple of quick points of order. It wasn't Kukureya's misses. It turns out it was Ali Mack's misses that was a couple of rows behind us, and that was in the ground, just to clarify, not in the micro pub, in case you're wondering. As may have seemed the case from what Wedge was saying. Anyway, a great day out, 3-0 win, thoroughly deserved. Love watching it back on Match of the Day when I got in. And really glad I went, which wasn't going to be the plan until midweek. So, we move on to the next one, Manchester United. Let's hope for the best, fingers crossed. I'm going to predict a 3-1 win. Let's see if that bravado continues when we meet up again on Saturday for what will probably be another Match Day special. Until then, guys, stand or fall, up the Albion. Sports Social Podcast Network.